The Castaways, New Evidence Supporting the Rights of the Unborn Child, 15th Anniversary Edition. Written by Sarah Hines. Foreword by E. Douglas Clark. Narrated by the author, Sarah Hines, along with readings from Jessica Bluth, Debbie Burris, Andy Cooper, Audrey Cooper, Brent Hines, Becky Johnson, Laura Lofgren, Jackie Malin, and Allison Peterson.
Dedication. This book is dedicated to two giants of research with profound gratitude for their contributions and also their encouragement and endorsement of my own research. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, M.D., was the feisty little Swiss physician who came to America and pioneered hospice, opened our understanding of death with her bestseller On Death and Dying, and eased our pain over the loss of loved ones by identifying and teaching the stages of grieving. When my husband and I visited her in her Scottsdale, Arizona home, she stated she had personally interviewed thousands of small children who could remember and describe the home we all come from in heaven. She taught that by age 5 to 6, most children become earthbound and lose memories of heaven they may have had. In 2004, Dr. Kubler-Ross returned to that heavenly home where she is undoubtedly meeting her goal of gleefully dancing among the stars. I miss her. David B. Chamberlain, Ph.D., dedicated his career to understanding the soul and the unborn child. Following centuries of erroneous beliefs, he was among the first to scientifically demonstrate that individual consciousness precedes conception and can continue independent of the body, and also that babies can feel pain within the first few weeks of physical development. David blessed babies and mothers with his research demonstrating the power of pre-birth bonding, learning in the womb, and blissful birth. I enjoyed phone conversations with Dr. Chamberlain as I shared with him findings from my growing research on the souls of aborted children. He responded from his own research, "Who we are is a soul. You can't kill it by aborting the child." Later, I was honored when David contacted me again and requested permission to use data from my book, Coming from the Light, in his final book, Windows to the Soul, Revealing the Conscious Baby from Conception to Birth. The loss we feel by his recent passing is certainly softened by the truth he taught that our eternal souls, including his, continue on after the change we call death. To the reader, the case histories in this book describe actual experiences of real people. To protect privacy, some names have been changed, and when requested, other identifying features altered. My sincere thanks to all who helped inspire this book and allowed their experiences to be shared. May God bless them for their courage, compassion, and generosity. If you have a pre-birth experience to share, please email me at sarah@sarahhines.com or telephone 480-882-8364. Check out our website and blog for additional information and the latest research at thecastaways.world.
Foreword by E. Douglas Clark. The remarkable accounts presented here by Sarah Hines all have one thing in common. They presuppose a premortal existence, not only for the souls of aborted babies, but for all human beings. Did we live before we were born? The age-old question stirs the soul, fires the imagination, and bears on the meaning of life. It has attracted sages, excited philosophers, and inspired poets, like the Sufi mystic Rumi, for whom the idea was an obsession. "All day I think about it," he confessed. "Then at night I say it. Where did I come from? And what am I supposed to be doing? My soul is from elsewhere, I'm sure of that." Rumi is but one in a veritable chorus of voices that have long proclaimed a premortal existence. In the eloquence of Wordsworth, "Our birth is but a sleep and a forgetting."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?